Hello.
Tavon, how you doing? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
How's everything going for you?
Everything good so far.
Hey, what's opened up for you in the past few games that maybe wasn't there earlier?
I just was being patient. I knew my time was going to come eventually, and I just knew I had to be able to take advantage of it whenever it came. He was just being patient. It wasn't really much. He just throwing me out there. It was just about, waiting till my time to come, and then it came.
Are you on a cell phone?
Huh?
We can barely hear you.
Are you there still, Tavon?
Hear me now?
Yeah. That's much better.
Thank you.
So just what's it like to be able to make such huge plays like you've made in these two wins?
Helped me feel good just because, I can help the team win. And, I'm looking forward to keep on doing whatever I can do to help the team win, even if it's making big plays or a big block. So, I'm just definitely thankful for what happened.
When you look back at the first time you faced the 49ers, what did they do against you? I mean, did you feel like they were kind of keying in on you?
I wouldn't really much say they was keying in on me. They definitely had a defensive game. And I'm just definitely trying to approach it a different type of way this week and, trying to look at their tendencies and trying to work out for them.
Do you remember your visit to Santa Clara before the draft?
Yeah, I remember.
Did you think that the 49ers were one of the teams that were interested in you and that could have drafted you back in April?
Yeah, I believe so, just because based off of the type of players that they have, I'm similar to them. So I definitely think they probably could have used me over there.
Did they talk to you about how they could use you if you were to end up with the 49ers?
No, they never really told me how they was going to use me, though.
What's been the difference for your guys' running game recently?
Just been a lot of blocking outside, a blocking up front. All the blocking just been good for us, and we just got to keep it up, and our running backs just keep doing what they're doing.
You have the opportunity this week to play a team you've already faced. How does that, when you look back at that game earlier this season, how does that influence, how does that make you adjust to what you saw from this defense back in September?
Pretty much it lets you know you already going to know who's going to be lined up in front of you. So it's all about the will and who you want to beat. And that's what all boils down to, who really wanted the most. And Sunday we definitely were going there with the mindset of trying to come out with a win.
Carlos Rogers, a veteran, a guy who's been around for many seasons, plays you in the slot. What did you see from him, and what do you have to do against him on Sunday at Candlestick?
He's definitely a great player. I just try to use my quickness and set him up and put him in different positions so I can make a play. So it's all about his opportunities. When your opportunity comes, you've got to take advantage of it.
A lot of people look at your size and think, obviously, you're going to get hurt, but you've been very durable. What is the worst injury you've had, from college or in the NFL?
As far as college, I think I just broke my pinky. Anything else, I really had no injuries so far.
Okay. Does that bother you at all? Obviously, you've got the medical record to kind of prove that you're durable, but does it bother you that, I guess particularly coming into the NFL, people may have had questions about your ability to stay healthy?
No, it definitely doesn't bother me at all. I'm definitely 100%.
I
was just going to ask, what do you see as the difference between the college game and the NFL as far as how defensive backs play you? Is there more press coverage, or are you finding they're getting their hands on you at the line of scrimmage more than they did at West Virginia?
Our teams have a different approach. Some teams feel comfortable pressing you. Some teams, do a good job of playing back. So it's all about the team that you play.
How did that 65-yard run feel, and did you surprise yourself at all on that one?
I always knew I had definitely. I'm just glad that I could get a team a spot. All of us was ready to play, and hopefully we have a couple more of those.
How is Kellen Clemens doing at quarterback differently than how Sam Bradford was playing?
Pretty much, they're definitely the same type of quarterback. You know, they're just, you know, Kellen probably is a little older, but they're definitely similar. I definitely like both of them.
Do you have something to prove to the teams that you know, there weren't very many that passed you over in the draft, but certainly the 49ers had the opportunity to jump up there and get you. Do you have something to prove to those teams?
No, I definitely have nothing to prove to none of them type of teams. Just pretty much keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, if anything, I got something to prove to myself. I belong on this level.
We lost you there.
Can you repeat that?
You do have something to prove?
No, I don't have nothing to prove.
Okay.
I have anything to prove just to myself, not to nobody else, and I just keep doing what I'm doing, and I should be okay.
It doesn't fuel you at all?
No.
Thank you for clarifying. We lost you there.
So what drives you?
Just where I came from with my grandmother. You know, she definitely tell me. It always sounded better than me, so that's what really drives me.
What's her name?
Over the game. Luann.
Could you
Luann.
All one word?
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Green.
Green with a G?
Yes.
Where does she live?
Baltimore.
All right, Tavon. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.